Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 7, 2021. I'm George Henry. The two separate instances of vandalism that targeted internet and cell phone companies over the past 2 weeks are under investigation, but cannot currently be connected, according to Lane County Sheriff's Public Information Officer Sergeant Tom Speldrick. Speldrick says a person of interest was turned over to Lane County Sheriff's by an Oregon State Trooper.
Lane County Sheriff's deputy responded and interviewed that person, and the investigation is continuing as there's still possibly evidence that can be uncovered.
Early this week, another act of vandalism affected Spectrum Charter customers north of the city. The damage there believed to be caused by a gunshot. While the case is being investigated and the original person of interest has not been ruled out as being involved, Speldrick says the Lane County Sheriff's Office lacks probable cause to make an arrest at this time.
So far, there's not been anything that has been uncovered, or at least uncovered and documented, that would tie the two together.
Both cases are still under investigation. The Sayous Law School District has hired a new principal for the elementary school. Amy Flora most recently spent 6 years as principal of the Lincoln School of Early Learning in the Coquille School District. She will be replacing Principal Michael Harkelrode, who will be moving into the position of high school principal in the fall. Flora has spent most of her career in the Port Orford Langley School District and working in Bandon and Myrtle Point prior to her principal position in Coquille. She welcomes the chance to work in Florence.
I've always worked in very small schools, and I've really enjoyed that. But this is kind of an opportunity for me to grow as a professional working in a little bit bigger school district. So that was part of the draw.
Flora says she's looking forward to being able to live and to work in Florence and to be fully immersed as part of the community. Flora will begin her tenure as principal at the elementary school this fall. The Florence Police Department, along with emergency responders and other law enforcement agencies, will be at Miller Park to meet with you on August 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. as it hosts its third annual National Night Out. The public is invited to meet its local uniformed officers from police, public works, firefighters, Coast Guard, paramedics, and other city staff. The Florence Police Department will provide hot dogs, hamburgers, and snacks. A live DJ will provide background for games, face painting, and other family activities. The National Night Out is a community police event that has been celebrated by over 16,000 communities in the United States for the last 35 years. National Night Out is meant to increase awareness about police programs that serve the community, such as drug prevention, town watch, neighborhood watch, and other anti-crime efforts. Cases of COVID-19 continue to drop across the state even as the Delta variant of the virus seeps into the state. There were 89 cases reported by the Oregon Health Authority and 9 cases reported for Lane County. It's too soon to tell what effect, if any, the holiday weekend will have on COVID-19 cases, but Dr. Heather MacArthur with Peace Harbor Hospital says the Delta variant is a concern for communities.
It's actually about 50% more contagious than the Alpha variant.
MacArthur says the variant tends to cause people to get sicker and has a higher death rate, but she says that is why vaccinations are so critical, as the current vaccines seem to be working against it. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 7, 2021.